Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing today, sir?
Not well.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, to be honest with you. My name is Antonio, calling on behalf of National Opinion Surveys. We are conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Male.
Great. If you don't mind me asking, sir, what is the year of your birth?
1957.
Now, are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
If you don't mind me asking, what is your race?
African American or black.
Great. What is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
A Bachelor of Science.
Bachelor.
4 years.
Great. Are you registered to vote in Ohio? Or like many people, you're not registered?
I vote, yes.
In Ohio. So you are registered in Ohio. As you may know.
Yes.
In November of 2023, there will be a general election for several statewide issues, local offices, and in Columbus, like mayor and city council, and local levies. How likely are you to vote in the November 2023 general election? Are you all
very likely?
So you
most likely I will.
Okay. Thinking about the direction in which the city of Columbus is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which Columbus is headed?
Satisfied.
Somewhat or very?
Pardon?
Are you very satisfied or somewhat satisfied?
Somewhat satisfied.
Below is a list of issues. Please select three that are the most important to you. Criminal justice reform, crime, violence, city budget and spending, transportation, property taxes, legalizing marijuana, education, racial inequity, jobs economy, health care, access to abortion, housing.
The crime.
Crime, violence.
Racial.
Okay.
Racial inequities.
Okay,
and,
so.
And the third one would be, I'm not,
which one?
I'm not sure what the third one would be.
Education, legalizing marijuana, property taxes, transportation, criminal justice reform, city budget and spending, jobs, economy, health care, access to abortion, housing.
Education, I guess.
Okay, great. These are the top three issues. That's good, sir. Now, we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people. Using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 5, that you don't, that you feel neither warm or cold. And 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. Now, you may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you never heard of that person or that group, please let me know. Have you heard of Shannon Harden?
Yes.
And what is your, how do you rate your feelings about Shannon Harden?
10.
10, okay. What about Luis Gill?
I'm not familiar with that.
Okay. And what about Nick Bankston?
We're not familiar with him either. So.
What about Nancy Day Akauer?
Probably a seventh.
Seven, okay. What about Lourdes Barroso de Padilla?
I'm not familiar.
What about the Columbus City Council? How would you
probably
rate your friend?
About eight.
About an eight, okay.
Yes.
What about Farhan Jetty?
I'm not familiar.
What about Adrian Hood?
I'm not familiar.
Rob Durant?
I'm not familiar.
The Fraternal Order of Police?
Probably nine.
Nine, okay. Megan Kilgore?
I'm not familiar.
Shayla Faber?
Probably eight.
Eight, okay. What about Emmanuel Remy?
Eight.
Eight, okay. And in 2018, the voters of Columbus overwhelmingly passed a change to the system, increasing the number of council members from seven to nine, and required them to live in nine district areas of the city. As a voter, regardless of where you live or they live, you will have the opportunity to vote on all nine candidates. Thinking about the Columbus City Council, which of the following comes closest to your view, even if neither is exactly right? I would rather re-elect City Council so they can continue the work they have been doing, or I would rather elect new people to City Council so the council can go in a new direction.
I think it's going in the right direction already.
So, the first one, you would rather re-elect City Council?
Yes.
Okay. If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Nick Bankston or Farhan Jetty?
Probably Nick Bankston.
Nick Bankston, okay. What about if the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Emmanuel Remy or Adrian Hood?
Probably Emmanuel Remy.
Okay, so you lean towards Emmanuel Remy, correct?
Yes.
Okay. If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Nancy Day Akauer or Luis Gill?
By Luis Gill.
Luis Gill. So you lean towards Luis Gill, correct?
Yes.
Now, which of the following candidates are you more likely to support or agree with more? Someone with bold, innovative ideas to change how things have been done, or someone with experience that knows how to get things done in local government?
Probably someone that knows
okay. The
local government.
Okay. I'm going to read to you some statements that people might make about candidates running for city council. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement makes you much more likely to vote for the candidate for city council. 5 somewhat more or less likely to vote for that candidate, and zero, much less likely to vote for the candidate for city council in November 2023. Now, the first statement says, Farhan Geddi came to Columbus with his family as a Somalian refugee and made the city his home. He faced countless obstacles with no resources and little ability to speak English as he pursued the American dream. Geddi has spent his career as an entrepreneur building successful businesses and serving as vice president of the Somali American Chamber of Commerce. He's running for the city council to better represent our diverse city and rebuild trust between police and the community. Nick, would this statement make you much more likely to vote for Farhan Geddi? Five, no more? Okay. How would you rate it from zero to ten?
Probably about seven.
Okay. The next statement says, Nick Bankston is a Columbus City Council member and graduate of Columbus East High School, who has dedicated his life and career to public service in his hometown. As a nonprofit leader, he has worked to reduce homelessness and provide drug, alcohol, and mental health services to our community. Bankston understands the need to address public safety through investment in neighborhoods, which is why he facilitated $100 million in investment in Linden and Hilltop communities as the endorsed Democrat. Now he's running for re-election to continue creating a safe and more equitable city for all its residents. Now this statement makes you much more likely to vote for Nick Bankston, no more or less likely to vote, or much less likely to vote for him. So from 0 to 10, how would you rate this particular statement?
Probably about an 8.
About an 8, okay. Sometimes in surveys, like this survey, people change their minds, and sometimes they don't. If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, and would you vote for Nick Bankston or Farhan Geddi?
I'm not sure about that yet, but I would probably lean towards Geddi.
Okay. Okay, now, I truly thank you, sir. Hello?
Yes.
I truly thank you for helping me, okay? We're almost done, okay? We are about 55%, okay? So just give me a couple of more minutes and we should be done, okay? Let me read to you some statements that people might make about candidates running for Columbus City Council. Please rate them just like you did the last two statements, okay? Each statement on a scale from 0 to 10 with 10 minutes. The statement makes you much more likely to vote for that candidate for city council. 5 means the statement makes you no more or less likely to vote for that candidate. And 0 means that you are much less likely to vote for that candidate for city council in November 2023. The first one says, Nancy Dake Akauer is a community leader. She has spent the past decade advocating for undeserved neighborhoods and addressing human service needs on the west side of Columbus by collaborating with other community stakeholders to launch programs addressing food insecurity, senior services, and addiction prevention education. Nancy is the endorsed Democrat running to make neighborhoods safer, improve access to housing and health care, and to advocate for marginalized communities. How would you rate this statement from 0 to 10?
Probably about 8.
What about Luis Gil? He's a Columbus resident and Venezuelan immigrant with experience as a small business owner. Since moving to Columbus a decade ago, Luis has been a dedicated member of the community, visiting civic associations and community groups across the city, and listening to the personal struggles, frustrations, and suggestions of Columbus residents. As the endorsed Republican, Luis is running for city council to give a voice to those in Columbus who have been denied representation. From 0 to 10, how would you rate this statement?
8.
Sometimes in the service like these, people change their minds, and sometimes they don't. If the November election for Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Nancy De Aquaur or Luis Gil?
Probably Luis, I guess.
So you will lean towards Luis. Now, I'm going to read a couple of more statements, okay? Just like the last ones that I read to you. 10 means that the statement makes you much more likely to vote for that candidate. 5 makes you no more or less likely to vote for that candidate. 0, much less likely to vote for that candidate. I'm going to read the statement. Adrienne Hood is a retired Air Force Master Sergeant, grandmother, and advocate for the black community. A Columbus native who was raised in Linden, Hood has dedicated her life to public service. Since her son was shot and killed by Columbus police in 2016, Hood has advocated for policy to end police brutality and reduce gun violence. She is now running for city council to create the changes we need in our city and protect everyone regardless of their zip code. How would you rate this particular statement?
8.
Let me read the next statement. This one is for Emmanuel Remy. He's a Columbus City Council member who serves as the chair of the Public Safety and Environment Committees. Under Remy's direction, the city has installed more sidewalks around schools, cleaned up illegal dumping throughout the city, and created new jobs. During his time on city council, the council has passed gun control, invested tens of millions in youth programming, and invested over $1 million in gun violence prevention programming. As the endorsed Democrat, he's running for re-election to continue to focus on making Columbus a safer and cleaner city for all families. How would you rate this particular statement?
8.
Sometimes the service like this one, people change their minds. If sometimes they don't. If the normal election for the Columbus City Mayor were held today, would you vote for Emmanuel Remy or Adrian Hood?
Probably Emmanuel Remy.
So you lean toward Emmanuel Remy. Which of the following candidates are you more likely to support or agree with more? The first candidate. To make Columbus safer, we should get smarter on crime by investing in services to prevent the root causes of crime, such as affordable housing, jobs, mental health care, and drug addiction counseling. The other candidate. To make Columbus safer, we should get tougher on crime and invest in more police to lock up people who are committing crimes and enforce stricter penalties to keep them off the streets. Which of these two candidates would you be more likely to support or agree with more? The first candidate or the second candidate?
Probably the second.
The second. Okay. Do you think the Columbus City Council has done too much, too little, or the right amount on the issues of crime and public safety in the last 2 years?
Probably the right amount.
The right amount. Now, let me read to you some statements about actions the Columbus City Council has taken in the last couple of years. Now, please rate each of the actions on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the action makes you feel much more favorable toward the council, 5 means you feel neutral, and 0, that the action makes you feel much less favorable toward the council. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. Now, Columbus Day, the Columbus City Council approved $20 million in funding for youth programming focused on violence prevention, safety, and providing kids with a positive outlet. How would you rate that particular action from 0 to 10?
Probably 9.
So that makes you much more favorable. Okay. The Columbus City Council created a pilot program called the Columbus Prompt, which provides tuition assistance, a scholarship, and a dedicated advisor to hundreds of Columbus City school students to boost college going and prepare for the growing job market. From 0 to 10, how would you...
Probably 8.
8. What about the Columbus City Council approved $200 million over the next 4 years to invest in housing affordability in Central Ohio and ensure that residents can both live and work in the city regardless of their income?
From 9.
9? Okay. What about the Columbus City Council approved $500,000 in funding for two organizations in hopes of curbing violence in the short north?
9.
9? What about the Columbus City Council is funding programs that deploy social workers and clinicians to address mental health and substance abuse crisis so the police can focus on violence emergencies?
9.
As you may know, there will be a constitutional amendment on the ballot in November in Ohio. If it passes, it will legalize marijuana for adult ages 21 and older in Ohio. If the election were held today, would you vote yes to support the amendment to legalize marijuana for adults in Ohio, or would you vote no to oppose the amendment to legalize marijuana for adults, or are you still undecided?
Yes.
You would support the amendment?
Yes.
As you may know, there will be an issue on the ballot to pass an additional tax for the benefit of the Columbus City School District for the purpose of current operating expenses and general permanent improvements at a collective rate which amounts to $270 for each, $100,000 of the county auditor's appraised value for a home commencing in 2023, first due in calendar year 2024. If the election were held today, would you vote yes to support the measure, or would you vote no to oppose the measure? Are you still undecided?
Probably yes.
So lean yes. Are you married? I'm married with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Single.
Okay. I truly thank you, sir. We're almost done, okay. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Do you consider yourself a strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Thinking about your approach in political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very liberal.
For whom did you vote in 2020 elections, general elections for president, or you were not able to vote?
Biden.
Biden, okay. Last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
Can you repeat that one?
What was your total family income from all sources before taxes in the year 2022? Your best estimate is fine.
$34,000.
$34,000. Okay. Thank you for your time, sir. It's been a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you. Have a wonderful day. Okay.
All right.
Thank
yes.
you. Bye bye. Uh-uh.